Former South Dakota Congressman Bill Janklow is going to jail. A judge yesterday sentenced Janklow to 100 days in prison and community service, a $5,000 fine, and 3 years probation. Janklow was convicted of second-degree manslaughter last month. Prosecutors tried him for speeding through a stop sign and killing a motorcyclist. South Dakota Public Radio's Kurt Nickisch reports.
State law gave Circuit Judge Rodney Steele a wide range of options, from no jail time at all to 10 years behind bars, and for nearly 2 hours yesterday, witness after witness told stories of the compassionate private man whose public reputation is of a bombastic, no-holds-barred politician. They said Janklow paid for cancer treatment for people he hardly knew, that he would spin records at fundraising dances for the Make-A-Wish Foundation, that the four-term Republican governor during tight fiscal times would refuse to trim the state's social service budget. The defense even called on Terry Johnson, who was riding motorcycles with Randy Scott when Janklow's car struck Scott last summer. Johnson told the court that he didn't think extended jail time for Janklow was warranted. After the hearing, one of the character witnesses, Bob Burns, said he thought Judge Steele considered Janklow's unique background before sentencing him.
With every crime, there's a different kind of offender and a different kind of offense, and we have to look at the real facts surrounding the offender and the real facts surrounding what happened. And based upon that, Judge Steele, I think, fairly handed down a sentence.
Judge Steele gave Janklow a special suspended sentence allowed under state law. It includes jail time coupled with community service. Then, after 3 years of probation and no driving privileges, the case will be dismissed and Janklow's felony record wiped clean. While the deputy prosecutor said he was hoping for a stiffer sentence, University of South Dakota law professor Chris Hutton says the judge appears to have taken into account the price Janklow's already paid.
The judge must have considered that even though this is a serious offense, that it would be counterproductive to incarcerate Mr. Janklow for a lengthy period of time. I think the judge considered loss of the seat in Congress, loss of his license to practice law, loss of certain aspects of his reputation.
Janklow spoke to the judge just before hearing the sentence. He said he felt sorry for the accident and that he couldn't be punished any more than he's already punished himself. After the hearing, the sentence dominated the conversation at the corner cafe near the courthouse.
If you guys need anything else, just let me know.
Over turkey and mashed potatoes, Jackie Riffle called the sentence too lenient.
I just feel that a human life has to be worth a little bit more than that. And also that his record is going to be clean. It bothers me more than anything. If this had happened to me, it would be with me for the rest of my life on my record.
South Dakotans are clearly divided when it comes to Bill Janklow. Many, like Riffle, feel his reputation for reckless driving and living by his own rules got him into this situation. Others think he's being punished unfairly for what they call a tragic accident. Either way, today South Dakotans are waking up to the reality that one of the most influential politicians the state has ever seen will soon be behind bars. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Sioux Falls.